Hello, everybody, and welcome to this lunar practice of yoga nidra, a psychic sleep, yogic sleep, conscious sleep meditation. This, of course, can be done during the day of, leading up to, after the full moon. Tune in whenever you feel called to receive some lunar energy. She's always up there in the sky, right? Whether you can see her fully, partially, not at all. A practice today to harness, to connect to the power, the potency of the moon. So as always, let's get started by finding all of your props, your pillows, cushions, blankets, an eye covering, your headphones, your teddy bear, whatever it is that you need to get extremely comfortable, fully supported for your practice today. Lying down on your back, perhaps you're on the floor on your yoga mat or a soft rug, your sleeping bag. Of course, you can also dive into your bed. Whatever makes sense, whatever fits today. In our practice, the body will eventually release and relax, fall asleep, while the subconscious mind stays lucid, following the directions and my guidance, even if the body drifts off or hover off. You cannot get this wrong. So with that, just taking the next few moments to position yourself on your back in Shavasana, corpse pose position. Arms and legs are away from the body, rolling outwards, palms facing up. Maybe some cushioning under the knees, under the back of your neck or back of the head. Maybe even under the backs of the hands, the wrists, the heels. Cover and cocoon yourself with a blanket. And maybe making sure you can't feel the edges of the blanket and that your hands, your legs aren't touching any objects around you, right? As we'll call it a light goal of the practice, a loose goal is to lose body sensation, to lose the perceptual sensation of the body. And this is why we lie down on the back, arms, legs out, to get as comfortable and as deeply relaxed as possible. And as you're making any last fidgets, adjustments, positioning yourself, finding a relaxing, calm space for your practice, I want you to start to think about, feel about your sankalpa, your personal resolve or resolution today. A simple and concise positive affirmation set in the present moment. This should be something that you feel very strongly about. Something that you're passionate about welcoming in, changing, shifting, or transforming in your life. Make it simple, easy to remember, easy to implant into the subconscious. I am worthy. I am capable. I am grateful. I am perfect health. I am harmony. I am at peace. And once you've decided on your perfect resolve or sankalpa, repeating it 3 times mentally so that it's awakened right there behind the forehead. 3 times. And then notice as the body starts to sink down, already relaxing, already releasing, automatically, naturally letting go. And notice how the more the body relaxes down to the ground, the mat, the bed, the more the ground rises up to support it. And now notice your breath. Perhaps it's beginning to slow down by itself. And bring all of your awareness to the movement of this breath at the very tip of your nostrils. Rest the awareness of the breath at the tip of the nostrils. Now move your awareness down further to the center of the chest and notice the breath rising and falling there. Rest your awareness on the breath at the center of the chest. And now move your awareness down lower to the abdomen, resting your focus there on the breath in the abdomen. Now notice the whole breath traveling from the nostrils down through chest and belly and back up and out. Awareness riding the wave of the entire breath now. Now begin to count these entire breaths, counting up from 1, inhaling 1, exhaling 1, and so on. Continue to count these breaths, and if you lose track of the number, just start over at 1. Simply observing the breath, counting up from 1. Now, the next time you exhale, release the counting of the breath. Leave the breath now. And move your attention to the left hand. And focus all of your attention into the left thumb. Only the left thumb exists. Sense the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. Left palm, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow joint, upper arm, left shoulder joint, left armpit, left side of the chest, side ribs, waist, left side of the torso. Move your awareness now to the left hip, left thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and the left little toe. And now the whole left side of the body. The whole left side of the body. Shift the attention to the right hand now, and the right hand thumb. Right thumb containing every ounce of your attention. And now the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and right pinky finger. Right palm, back of hand, right wrist, right forearm, elbow joint, upper arm, right shoulder joint, and armpit region, the right chest, right side ribs, waist, the right side of the torso. Move your concentrated awareness now to the right hip, the right thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and right little toe. And now the whole right side of the body. The whole right side of the body. And move your attention to the back. The lower back, middle back, and the upper back, the abdomen, solar plexus, and the whole of the chest, the heart center, tops of the shoulders, back of the neck, sides of the neck, the throat, thyroid gland at the base of the throat, the chin, the bottom jaw, bottom lip, top jaw, and top lip, space between the lips, both lips together, all of the teeth and gums, tip of the tongue, top of the tongue, base or root of the tongue, underside of the tongue, the whole of the tongue, the space between the top lip and the nostrils, the right nostril, left nostril, both nostrils together, the tip of the nose, the entire nose, left cheek, right cheek, the inner corners of the eyes, the lower eyelids, and the upper eyelids, left eyeball, right eyeball, and both eyes together, left temple, right temple, left eyebrow, right eyebrow, both brows together, the meeting point between the eyebrows, space between the eyebrows, aware and alert. The forehead, the entire forehead, the left ear and ear canal, the right ear and ear canal, both ears together, both ears at once, the whole of the scalp, the back of the head, the base of the skull, the brain resting in the skull, spinal cord traveling down the spine, the heart, both lungs, the stomach and spleen, kidneys, liver, all of the organs inside the torso, the entire body, entire body dissolving, losing body sensation rapidly now, whole body dissolving. Now imagine that the physical body is getting extremely heavy, as if it was a statue made of solid lead. The force, weight pulling you down, heavy, giving weight to gravity. Every solid ounce of the body being pulled down. And now the body is getting lighter. Imagine the body becoming lighter, almost weightless, barely pressing into the ground, almost like a cloud, as if it was made of gas, airy, feathery, and light. And watch the body as it begins to slowly lift up from the place it is resting, just like a feather floating on a breeze. Inch by inch, rising up towards the ceiling. And notice the body traveling through the roof of the room that you are in, comfortably traveling up through the roof of the building that contained you moments before. The air is fresh outside, body floating upwards towards the dark sky, just partially lit by stars and the moon, continuing to float upwards at whatever pace feels comfortable to you, taking in the scenery, the temperature of the air, how it gets cooler as you rise up further, the crispness, the sensation of the body filling with oxygen, the color of the stars, their brightness, the movement of the twinkles behind moving night clouds, and notice if these night clouds are moving slowly or quickly. Are they thick and dense and puffy? Or are they spread thin? And what color are they? And continue to rise up, getting closer to the full moon, starting to see all of the details, noticing the shape of the full moon, seeing it more and more clearly now, the etchings, the colors, the outlines of craters in the moon, and the aura, the glow that extends out beyond it. The moon pulling you towards it. Allow yourself to be drawn towards that light, towards the essence of the full moon. And if you like, you can hover very close to it, noticing how the body of the moon becomes enormous compared to your human body. And perhaps you can touch it, reach out and touch the moon. And see if you can gather some of this lunar energy from the surface or from the aura, the light. Imagine you can grab some of it with your hands and place it close to your heart or close to your throat, maybe the third eye, or anywhere else in your body that needs it. Continue to float alongside the moon, watching this energy, this luminosity, this lunar medicine sink into the physical body to be used for your own healing and transformation. And as you float here, you see a purple and silver cylinder container floating about a foot away from you. You reach your arm out, and it effortlessly lands in your hand. You twist off the cap, and out flows flecks of stars, moving, shifting, transforming, to spell out the wording of your Sankalpa. Your Sankalpa written in the stars. Recall it now and repeat it mentally to yourself 3 more times. Continuing to just float around, to explore if you like, or to simply rest now in this new sensation, this new energy within the light, the pull, the power of the full moon. And now, notice the sound of ringing bells in the distance, in the far off distance. Gentle ringing bells. And as the vibration enters deeper into your ears, your body automatically starts to descend slowly, making its way back down the way you came, moving down like a cloud through the atmosphere and back down towards your city, towards your neighborhood, towards your building, back down through the roof, through the ceiling, and back onto your floor or bed. And without moving at all, without opening the eyes, start to perceive your surroundings again from this physical body, noticing any sounds in your environment. And and then noticing each and every point of contact that your body is making with the ground. Notice the temperature of the air around you and on your skin, your face. And observe the breath at the tip of the nostrils. Observe the breath at the center of the chest. Observe the breath in the belly. And begin to slowly take conscious control of your breath, deepening it slightly and slowly. Imagine breathing in, sending that fresh air and prana down to your toes and feet, awakening every single cell. And then breathing in, sending breath, the prana down to the hands and fingers, enlivening every single bit. And then breathing in through all of the pores of your skin, and breathing out the same way. And you can begin to make tiny movements, perhaps starting to wiggle the fingers and the toes, circling wrists and ankles, maybe rocking the head gently right and left, making your movements, your stretches increasingly bigger, more energetic. Eyes are still closed. The breath deepens. You can stretch the body long, and you can stay here. Maybe you hug the knees into your chest, roll over to one side, staying extremely soft. Perhaps with as little effort as possible, you bring yourself up to find a seated position. Eyes are still closed for now. And if you like, you can find a mudra with your hands, the thumbs and index fingers, the tips touching slightly, tip of the tongue resting behind the top front teeth on the upper palate, so the jaw stays soft, the spine is tall and effortlessly lifting upwards. Wherever you are, let the awareness rest behind the forehead. Closing this practice with the mantra, Om. Either doing one with me, allowing mine to become yours. It comes in three parts. Ah, O, ah, oh, all together. Deep breath in. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. This lunar practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.